Welcome to Media Minutes. I'm Stevie Converse.
And I'm Candace Clement.
And I'm Megan Tatey.
This August, it wasn't the lobbyists and lawyers who were knocking on lawmakers' doors. It was the public. Over the last few weeks, more than 80 free press advocates from across the country met with legislators and their staffs to voice the public's perspective on media issues like the AT&T-T-Mobile merger.
The advocates took advantage of the summer recess when members of Congress go home to their districts and meet with their constituents. From Atlanta, Georgia to Brooklyn, New York, from Hartford, Connecticut to Tucson, Arizona, people took the opportunity to tell their elected officials why they care about media issues like net neutrality and concentration of power in just a few corporate hands. Chance Williams is Government and External Affairs Manager for Free Press. He attended several of the meetings with advocates and legislators. This type of effort is critical to offset the closed-door corporate-led meetings held in the Capitol, he says.
In Washington, D.C., it's something of a bubble when it comes to hearing about media and telecom policy issues. Oftentimes, corporations tend to dominate that conversation. The information that they give members is often really counter to what's best for consumers and the public interest. And so it's great to have the opportunity for regular people to go into the offices of members to really express their concern about issues and to let them know that there's people in their district that they are accountable to.
Eric Veith is a consumer lawyer and blogger in St. Louis, Missouri. He attended a meeting at Senator Claire McCaskill's office to urge her to support net neutrality by voting against a resolution of disapproval. The resolution would strip the FCC of its authority to protect free speech online, and it would allow internet companies like Comcast and Verizon to manipulate internet customer service any way they choose. Veith was particularly concerned with a letter to the editor that appeared in his local paper claiming that net neutrality would kill jobs. He researched the claims and the organizations making them and found out they were both bogus.
That gave me probably all the motivation I needed that when I heard there was going to be a chance to meet with the senator, I signed up and I thought, I want to tell the office not only that I'm concerned about the issue, but I'm concerned about the misinformation that's prevailing in the climate today.
In New York, advocates met with Senator Kirsten Gillibrand's staff to discuss a troubling trend called covert consolidation. Commercial broadcasters are circumventing media ownership laws, the rules that prevent one company from dominating local media in an area and controlling the debate on important public issues. By consolidating newsroom operations between once competing stations, broadcasters are cutting corners and gutting their reporting staff in the process.
Stations in Syracuse and Rochester, New York, have quietly merged their stations. Alana Mendoza from Buffalo attended a meeting to make sure Senator Gillibrand knew what was happening in her state.
There are reasons that there are laws against over-consolidation of media markets. By doing this, shared services agreements that allow two or three different stations to be controlled by one company, they get around those laws in a very sneaky way, and we need to just put a stop to it.
Mendoza is concerned that the public won't learn about critical issues if only a handful of companies are controlling the news.
Information is the lifeblood of democracy. It needs to be vigorous access to solid information, and the quality of government that we get depends on having an informed electorate. But if voters don't have good information, if they're getting misinformation, they're missing out on key points that they need to make informed decisions about their government, then we don't have much of a democracy. I really don't think there is anything more important than this.
A few states away in Michigan, Rick Mondest from Madison joined a handful of other advocates to visit Representative Tammy Baldwin's home office. Mondest is especially concerned with the future of community TV stations. He said it was powerful to come together with strangers to share a common viewpoint with his representative.
Everybody walked in, we all shook hands, and we started talking about what we cared about and discovered we had a lot of common experiences and common interests. All of us were going, oh, I didn't know you were doing this. That's really interesting. Let's keep in touch. It's very fun to do that kind of stuff.
Mondest agreed that these meetings are incredibly important to ensure lawmakers really connect with their constituents.
Some of the politicians you meet with don't want to hear from you, and others are already on the same page, and you wonder sometimes why you bother, because you're preaching to the choir, in a sense. But I've been told by local politicians that it's really important for them to hear from constituents. I thoroughly believe in it, but it can be very frustrating, because sometimes it feels like you're just banging against a wall. If you're not out there doing stuff and expressing your opinion, then it certainly isn't going to get done at all. So you have to make the effort.
You've been listening to Media Minutes, a production of Free Press, a national nonpartisan organization working to reform the media. For more information, visit freepress.net.